Genesis chapter 30. And Rachel saw that she had not borne to Jacob, and Rachel became jealous of her sister. And she said to Jacob, "Give me sons, and if there aren't any, I am dead." At this, Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in place of God, who has held back fruit of the womb from you?" Then she said, "Look, here is my maidservant Bilhah. Go into her, and she shall bear on my knees, and I too will obtain sons through her." And she gave him Bilhah, her maidservant, as a wife. And Jacob went into her, and Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. And Rachel said, "God has judged me and also heard my voice and given me a son," which is why she called him Dan. Then Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, conceived again and bore a second son to Jacob. And Rachel said, "I have wrestled with mighty wrestlings with my sister, and I have also prevailed." So she called him Naphtali. Then when Leah saw that she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah, her maidservant, and gave her to Jacob as a wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, bore Jacob a son. And Leah said, "This is by good fortune," and she called him Gad. Then Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, bore a second son to Jacob, and Leah said, "This is with my happiness, for the daughters will pronounce me happy," and she called him Asher. Now Reuben went out in the days of the wheat harvest and found some mandrakes in a field and brought them to Leah, his mother. And Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." But she said to her, "Is it a small thing that you should take my husband and then take my son's mandrakes too?" And Rachel said, "Here is why he will lie with you tonight, in return for your son's mandrakes." Then Jacob came back from the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and she said, "You will go into me, for I have expressly hired you with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob her fifth son. And Leah said, "God has given me my hire, because I gave my maidservant to my husband," and she called him Issachar. Then Leah conceived again, and she bore her sixth son to Jacob. And Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good dowry. This time my husband will dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called him Zebulun. And after that she bore a daughter, whom she called Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son, and she said, "God has taken my reproach away." And she called him Joseph, and she said, "The Lord will add another son to me." And it came to pass, when Rachel bore Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me off, and I will go to my place and my land. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I worked for you, and I will go, for you know the work I did for you." Then Laban said to him, "If now I have found grace in your eyes, stay, for I have observed how the Lord has blessed me because of you." Then he said, "Specify your wages to me, and I will give them." And he said to him, "You know how I have worked for you, and how your cattle was with me. For it was little that you had before my time, but it increased greatly, and the Lord blessed you in my tracks. But now, when will I for my part gain anything for my household?" Then he said, "What shall I give you?" And Jacob said, "Don't give me anything except do this thing for me, and I will again tend your sheep and guard them. I will go through all your small cattle today, removing from them all the speckled and spotted sheep, and all the brown sheep among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled ones among the goats, and they will be my wages. And what is my right will give its testimony to me in the future, when it comes before you concerning my wages. Everything that is not speckled or spotted among the goats, or brown among the lambs, will be considered stolen by me." To this Laban said, "Agreed, let it be according to your word." Then on that day he removed the striped and spotted he-goats, and all the speckled and spotted she-goats, and every one that had some white on it, and all brown ones among the lambs, and he put them under his son's care. Then he fixed a distance of 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, while Jacob tended Laban's sheep, which were left over. Then Jacob got himself a moist white poplar rod, and an almond tree one, and a plane tree one, and he peeled off the white strippings from them, making the white part on the rods bare. And he placed the rods which he had peeled in the channels, in the water troughs, where the sheep came to drink, in front of the sheep, so that they would become ruttish when they came to drink. So the sheep became ruttish at the rods, and the sheep gave birth to striped and speckled and spotted young. And Jacob separated the lambs, and he matched the sheep with a view to striped young, and he matched all the brown ones with white sheep. And he put his own flocks on their own, and he did not put them with Laban's sheep. And it came to pass, whenever the strong sheep were to become ruttish, that Jacob put the rods before the eyes of the sheep in the channels, for them to become ruttish by the rods. But with the sheep that were weak, he did not put them out. And the weak sheep were for Laban, and the strong ones for Jacob. So the man gained wealth most exceedingly, and he acquired many sheep and maidservants and menservants and camels and donkeys.